Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m. we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That again is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing, How Great Thou Art, and then part four of Pastor Duck's message, entitled, The Glory of Our Creator, from Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2.
Great thou art, how great. in the house of the living God. Amen. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art! How great thou art! Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art! How great!
So I don't have to live hoping, crossing my fingers or my eyes or whatever else, hoping that everything's going to work out. I know who's on my side. I know what He can do. I know what He's already done. In the beginning, God is to become today. He's got to describe your life today. And this is a God who will make our decisions today, who will build our life and our relationships today, and who will focus our spiritual priorities upon Him. See, today, you've got to examine your life today and see if these things are prevalent in your living today. In the beginning, God is where we start. That's where the Bible began, and that's where we've got to start. Could it be today the reason that you're struggling and can't seem to get your life on track is because today you've not started within the beginning God? You're trying to do what you can do and it's just not sufficient and it's not working. In the beginning means at the forefront. It means it starts out there. In the beginning God is how we build our lives, church. In the beginning God is who we are to be for Him. In the beginning, God. That's what it's about today. Today can be the turning point today in your life. And you can no longer today have to be living for me, me, me. You can start living for God and His presence and His power. See, your life is about me and you're missing the mark. And it's time we get our eyes off of us and get our eyes on Christ. Let me tell you today what's wrong with the mentality of America today. The fact is today, our lives are about us and not about God. Jesus said in Matthew 16:24, if any man, meaning any person, will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. Are you doing that? Well, preacher, I'm saved. I didn't ask you that. I asked you, are you taking up your cross daily and following Jesus? Is there evidence in your life? Is He prioritized in your life? You're going to fail as long as me is your priority. You're just going to go from one mess up to another mess up. It's just going to be one problem after another. Are you tired of that? I don't see how people live that way. When they know the truth and they can receive today the power of God in their life. Today, some of you today, you're living for money. Oh, really, a quiet today. You live for your job. Oh, you live for your pleasure. I got to have my pleasure. I'm so stressed out. Oh, really? You don't even know what stress is. And some of you, all you live for is your family. And that's not necessarily a negative. But I'm telling you, you're still missing it. You're still missing it. You need, in the beginning, God. Point number two. Creation reminds us that some things only God can do. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. So from the very top to the very bottom, from the earth to heaven today, it's God who created, right? So created comes from the Hebrew word bara, B-A-R-A. And when bara is used in the Bible, it describes something today that only God can do alone. Amen. Hallelujah. Only God can save a soul. Only God can deliver you. Only God can bless you today. Amen. God's work in creation points us to God's work today in conversion. That He converts us. He changes us. He makes us His child. In John 3, Nicodemus came to Jesus and Jesus said, hey man, you got to be born again. And I'm telling you the same message today. Ye must be born again. All of his religious learning, all of his hard work, it just doesn't work. It's right in its place, but it's not the means of salvation. God has to do something in you. And that is the salvation change that God works in you today. Let me ask you today, are you saved? I'm telling you, you're going to die one day. You're going to die. And it's going to be too late. Oh, I got plenty of time. You don't have any time. You don't know if you'll breathe your next breath. But one thing I do know, I know in whom I have believed, and am persuaded that He's able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. You better make sure you're saved today. Amen. Only God can do that. To become a Christian, God does all the work. He's the one that paid all the price, and He's the one that will change your life today. And by the way, if God does all the work, then let me ask you a question today. I'm so sick of this mentality that you can lose your salvation. That is birthed out of hell. Amen. You can agree or disagree, but I'm telling you on the authority of God's Word, how can you undo what God's done? When did you put yourself above God? When can you take the salvation out of you that God put in you? Amen. Amen. Jesus died on the cross, and He died in the place of every sinner. Only God can do that. They placed Jesus in a tomb, and on the third day He arose victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Only God can do that. 40 days later, He ascended into heaven. And let me tell you what, He is seated at the right hand of God the Father. And today He is our mediator. He is our forgiveness. He is our help. He is our strength. He is our hope. He is our direction. He is our blessing. And I'm telling you right now, only God can do that. So God's plan of salvation, it's complete. It's complete in the work that Jesus accomplished at the cross and His victory over the death, hell, and the grave. And only God can do that. Amen. So what is left up for us now is simply this. It's to simply to reach out by faith and believe what God has provided. And live by it. Amen. It takes in the beginning God. And listen, folks. God may put me on this another few weeks. I don't know. He may put me on it all the entirety of this year. But the fact of the matter is this. We've got to get this right. And some of you haven't got this right yet. That's why you're messed up. You've never really gotten God crowned Lord of your life yet. Come on, church. Being born again is not just a decision. Being born again today is a supernatural experience today that only God can do. Amen. I have not been the same since Jesus saved my soul on the 2nd of February, 1975. Amen. I just had a birthday, a physical birthday, when I was born into this world. By the way, I was there when that happened. And coming up on the 2nd of February back in 1975, and here it is 2017, I was reborn. And by the way, I was there for that one too. And I haven't gotten over what He's done in me, on me, through me, and for me. And I'm telling you, if you'll get a handle on this thing and get this in the beginning God and get it real in your life and you get your allegiance to Him and your dedication to Him and your sold out heart to Him, I'm telling you, you won't be the same no more. You just won't come singing when the saints come dragging in. You'll be shouting and praising God for what He has done. When I heard that, the thing of what, you know, He is my King this morning, man, you can't help but get excited about that. You didn't try to take a nap doing that, did you? Only God can change your struggles. Because some of you are sitting here today and you've got them. Only God can take you from hopelessness into hope. And the earth was without form, void, darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit, hear that.
Have you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program today? If you have, we'd love to hear from you. Write us a letter, Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street, that's two words, Blue Ridge, Lynchburg, Virginia, 24501. Or email our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, the letter A, then duck, D-U-C-K, @aol.com. Thank you and have a great day. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden Program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.